you can bring up anything that you want. 855-453. For those of you just tuning in here, we're kicking off into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny
Ray. Oh, sorry, Johnny Ray. Let me try that again.
Okay, now you say your name.
I took away all your thunder. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. 855-453. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the Rich Paul trial throughout the show, mostly in the first hour, somewhat in the second hour of the program, and there's a good recap. If you go to freekeen.com and scroll down to the Twitter feed that I embedded in the page today, you can go back and read the notes that I was basically taking to where anyone could read them. I was tweeting out or Facebooking out the various different things that I had observed in the trial as far as things that were actually going on. And, of course, you can always go and grab the full show at freetalklive.com later and listen to our detailed discussion in the first hour. One of the points that we made was that we were shocked, I think the three of us were all somewhat shocked about this, that the FBI doesn't actually does not actually record its interviews.
Yeah, like Mark, I thought he was making it up as he went along.
It was stunning to me. This is official policy, and there was a recent document where the FBI actually justifies its own decrepit policy. So old. This has to be, they've basically been doing it the same way forever. They've got this 302 form that one agent is supposed to fill out while the other agent asks questions, and they have their reasoning as to why they do this. And let me just recap for those of you who didn't hear the first point. There's 4 points. 2 weak arguments here, and then also a third laughably weak argument, and a fourth terrifying argument. First, the presence of recording equipment may interfere with and undermine the successful rapport-building interviewing technique which the FBI practices. And as was pointed out,
of course, this hasn't happened in the other, what did they say, 1,500 police departments?
Hundreds and hundreds, hundreds. Yeah, 800 law enforcement departments that record interviews have found that recording interviews is very, very useful for policing purposes.
Yeah.
Second, FBI agents have successfully testified to custodial defendant's statements for generations with only occasional and rarely successful challenges. This Forbes.com piece, which I link to on our Facebook and Twitter, does get into detail on this. Now, they actually quote the argument from the FBI's own, this might be the third argument here, laughably weak. Yes, this is the third argument. So the other point to that, according to Forbes, is that it speaks to the in-court success of the government's use of non-recorded statements and not to the actual fairness or the accuracy of their truth-gathering apparatus. Of course the police have been believed when they say things in court. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it is today when it's a cop's word versus your word. Yes, I saw him speeding. No, I wasn't speeding. Well, guess who the judge is going to believe? Same thing's true with the FBI. Except they don't ever record any interviews, so there's never a chance that, once in a while, according to Christiana, their agent today, once in a while they'll get special permission or something to record, but normally they don't. Their third argument is that there are a bunch of offices, 56 field offices, 400 resident agencies in the FBI. A requirement to record all those interviews would involve massive logistic and transcription support, they say, but also create unnecessary obstacles to the admissibility of lawfully obtained statements. And the first part of this argument, says Forbes, is easily dispatched. In the 21st century, it's easier to keep track of a digital file and recording than it is a piece of paper, a notepad, or a paper 302 report. And electronic recorders are ubiquitous, not to mention cheap. Most cell phones and PDAs already have such a recording capacity, and very soon all will. This was written in 2011. The second part of the argument also makes little sense. If a recorder doesn't work, or a recording cannot be made for good faith and practical reasons, which are hard to envision, and even in theory, the FBI can easily notate that, though through no fault of the agent, no recording was possible that day under the circumstances at hand. As the FBI readily admits, juries have long trusted agent testimony. If, for reasons crucial to the investigation, the FBI decides it simply should not record a given interview, then the agency should be confident enough to justify publicly its deviation from usual policy. The FBI's fear, then, seems less that the investigation will be harmed than that the jury's perceptions of the strength of the agency's case will be damaged. Or put another way, the FBI prefers its own agent's rendition of the contents of an interview to the actual unfiltered verbatim record. The FBI's truly disturbing final argument in defense of the non-recording policy reinforces that conclusion. Quote, from their own internal memo as to why they don't record these conversations, quote, as all experienced investigators and prosecutors know, perfectly lawful and acceptable interviewing techniques do not always come across in recorded fashion to laypersons, that's you and I, as proper means of obtaining information from defendants. Initial resistance may be interpreted as involuntariness, and misleading a defendant as to the quality of the evidence against him may appear to be unfair deceit. I'm sorry, I misread that. Initial resistance may be interpreted as involuntariness, and misleading a defendant as to the quality of the evidence against him may appear to be unfair deceit. Translation. If I tell you as an FBI...
We'd like to be able to lie to you.
If I tell you as an FBI agent that... Look, Mark, we got you dead to rights, buddy. Boy, oh boy, your friend rolled right over on top of you. And let me tell you, it's not looking good. You're looking at 25 years here at the very least for stealing that box of candy.
And this is the kind of technique, by the way, that they manage to get people who do not commit crimes... to confess to crimes.
Because they're afraid.
There was just a guy released from prison, I think it was yesterday, in New York State, 38 years. And, you know, it's because he confessed initially to these cops that told him some stories.
Because they can lie to you. And, in fact, the first thing, according to Rich Paul, the first thing out of Phil Christiana's mouth was, I'm a federal agent, I'm not allowed to lie to you. There's lie number one. And Rich Paul's no fool. He knows this game, so he didn't believe it. But this is what they're saying here in their own internal memo as to the fourth reason why, and I agree with Forbes' analysis that this is definitely the most chilling, is that, yeah, well, we actually had to play back this interview in front of a jury. I mean, a jury might actually think that we were lying to these people when all we were doing was simply misleading the defendant as to the quality of the evidence against him.
We don't lie at the FBI. We just mislead.
Yeah, and Christiana told Rich Paul that if he was caught perjuring himself, then he'd lose his job. But perjury is, it means something specific, and it doesn't mean lying to somebody that you're interviewing. It means lying under oath. And Christiana knows what perjury is. He was just at that time, he was just making it up as he went along with those lies that he told Rich Paul the first time he met him.
As Forbes points out, absolutely. As Forbes points out, the FBI has made a startling, even if inadvertent, admission. When viewed in the light of day, many FBI interrogations, which lead to confessions, might, in the eyes of a jury of reasonable laypeople, be perceived as coercive or misleading. And, of course, what the agency leaves unsaid is that human experience demonstrates that coercive and misleading tactics have a tendency in some situations to produce false rather than true testimony. Therefore, rather than risk such juror skepticism in response to a verbatim recording, the FBI feels that a jury will be more likely to be led to the FBI's version of the truth by reading an FBI agent's Form 302 than by listening to the actual interview. The Bureau does not have enough confidence in its own interrogation techniques to trust an impartial jury listening to the words coming out of an interviewee's own mouth. The agents prefer instead to shroud their actions in a veil of bureaucratic forms and subjective reportage.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't 1957 when you can claim that recording equipment is expensive and difficult to use and shoddy and stuff like that. This is 2013. I've got recording equipment in my cell phone, and I take it around with me. This is government malfeasance on a criminal scale. I'm sorry. Yeah. They fired an FBI manager for trying to bring in cameras.
That's right.
You know, how is it that we get on the air and diss the conspiracy theorists every night here on Free Talk Live? I mean, my God, how can this be anything but a conspiracy?
Well, it could be institutional incompetence, but yes, I tend to believe you're right about that, Mark.
It's not.
855, 453, they know that this benefits them. And the benefit to them is that they get increased incarceration because their job isn't to protect you. Their job isn't to keep you safe. Their job is to fill prisons with warm bodies. 855-453. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172, for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We take your calls about what you want, 855-453. And we also update you on liberty-oriented stuff of importance, at least as far as what we think. And I think the Rich Paul trial is very important. In fact, I think the Rich Paul trial is one of the most important trials in the history of the war on drugs. Because how many times can you think of in the past that somebody who has sold cannabis has actually come right out and admitted it and asked for a jury to nullify his charges? That's what's going on
here. That's got to be historic.
And and I'm so proud to be involved with it, and that Rich Paul is doing this and putting his life on the line. 81
sure is.
Years of his life is what he's facing. And we've revealed very interesting things, like the FBI not recording anything. This is what the FBI agent Phil Christiana says during testimony today. When you'll see this in the video of the full trial, which I will put out as, you know, a little bit later on. You'll get to see this. And this guy's evasiveness and his ridiculous behavior and his refusal to answer questions. We're going to continue on with more about their policy of not recording anything, any interviews they conduct, here in moments.
There are times that you want your life on the line, and there's times you don't want your life on the line. In an emergency with your family around, you want to have some stored food on hand just in case. And if you go to food.freetalklive.com, that insurance, well, it's pretty cost-effective insurance. Go check out food.freetalklive.com. There we have the Legacy Premium brand that we represent. It's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, 100% artificial flavor-free, and 100% preservative-free. It is the only one that is joint and severally free of all those things. And they do it for less than $1.50 a meal. And those meals taste great. We've had the Legacy Premium brand here, Ian, you and I, and
yes.
It tastes great. And it's on average half the cost of the competition and significantly lower than some of the name brands out there in the stored food industry. They have an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, and there's free shipping on all orders. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. I've tried it. Ian's tried it. Trust us. It's food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there at food.freetalklive.com.
Please don't trust me. Please just trust your own taste buds and give it a try.
Yeah, you've got to buy it. You can trust us enough to buy it, right?
Got a killer sampler pack.
Yeah, that mega sampler pack is a great choice, but you know, it's not a not costly thing to just get their large sampler pack. There's 183 meals in that, and You'll have the opportunity to taste every one of them. We certainly haven't done that, but you can trust us that the two we've had tasted good.
I liked it.
I really want to try one, but I have to tell you that my opinion on this really is worth nothing. My brothers and I are all known for, we're sort of the opposite of Mikey. You know, I'll eat anything and I'll like it.
Food.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855 450 free. Right back into the story from Forbes, where the FBI is essentially justifying a really ridiculous policy of not recording any interviews. And according to...
Yes. Yeah, but you finish.
I'm just recapping here. I mean, I don't want to go through their four reasons again. They're ridiculous.
Well, a few minutes ago before, maybe five or six minutes ago, we were talking about this pursuant, why they would want to do this, and maybe it's because they're telling these guys lie after lie, and they don't want it to be recorded. And I wanted to note that tonight, somewhere, maybe on public television, there is a Ken Burns documentary, I think, about the Central Park Five. Have you guys heard about the Central Park Five?
I've not.
Are these some guys that confessed that didn't do it or something like that?
Exactly. In 1989, a jogger in Central Park was...
I remember this.
Was beaten and raped.
Yep.
And
wow.
Four black youths and one Hispanic were rounded up and interrogated for several hours, and then after the interrogations were over, then they all made confessions to the crime. Years later, another man who was in the prison system for other things came forward, confessed to the crime, and his DNA was all over.
Wow.
You'd think that this was five people. Did the jogger live through this?
Yes.
Now, how would the jogger not know that it was one person instead of five?
I think she was struck maybe in the back of the head. She has no memory. Mm. She was really beaten severely.
Okay.
Her skull was fractured.
Jeez.
And she has no memory of hours prior to the attack. And
horrifying
rape.
What people are capable of.
She has no memories of the rape itself.
Jeez.
Wow.
So Ken Burns, famous documentarian, is doing a story about that tonight. And it's similar to this because these kids were rounded up, and who knows what they were threatened with, but
lies they were told.
They're often told that they can go home after they get after we get this story down. And that's what everybody in these circumstances wants.
Yeah, and I think they ended up spending about 7 years in jail.
Yeah, it took a while for them to get home.
They admitted to brutally beating and raping a woman because of whatever threats were made to them.
Man, that's terrible.
Amazing.
And was this FBI or was it New York?
New York Police Department.
So while it's tempting to write off the FBI's arguments as to why they shouldn't record any interviews as the result of a longstanding policy that remains on the books because of bureaucratic inertia, to do so would be foolish and naive. The spirited justification for the current Form 302 policy, which the FBI's leadership so vigorously defends when, for example, Congress thinks about changing it, is part of a quite rational, if pernicious, system for paving the way to convictions.
Yes.
The Form 302 reports combine with a particularly troublesome section of the Federal Criminal Code, Title 18 of the U.S. Code.
Now, note here how the FBI is looking for convictions, not the truth.
That's right.
And this is what fundamentally is wrong with the judicial system.
Well, then they can claim that they're protecting you. Look at all the people we're sending to jail.
Right. I mean, justice isn't about numbers. Justice is about getting to the bottom of
when your buddies are building and staffing prisons. The justice is about numbers. And this is the most imprisoned country in the world. Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 1001, to make their perfect cocktail for manipulating witnesses and, in effect, composing their testimony. Here's how the system works. Section 1001, the so-called federal false statements law, provides that it is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison to make a material misstatement to any member of the federal government.
Oh, really?
As such.
So it's like perjury to lie to a federal agent?
As such, one of the more ubiquitous counts found in federal indictments is that the defendant, when questioned by an FBI agent, lied. That's what they did to Martha Stewart, right?
Yeah.
We also know that it's illegal for a person to lie under oath. Typically, such testimony occurs before a grand jury or court. We call that perjury punishable by a separate federal statute. So what happens when the sole arbiter of what a witness says in an FBI interview is the 302 report written by an FBI agent? If that witness should later be compelled to testify at a grand jury proceeding or at a trial itself, he is under tremendous pressure to testify consistently with what the 302 report claims that he told the agents when interviewed. Should a witness give testimony that is in conflict with the 302 report, he opens himself up to a felony conviction. Either he had lied to the FBI in his initial interview, or he is lying to the grand jury or the court in his testimony. Either way, he remains stuck between the scylla of perjury and the charybdis of a false statements charge.
I'm going to have to find out what a scylla and a charybdis is.
Charybdis.
Thank you for that. More coming up in moments. 855-453. Pretty shocking stuff. Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE here. And with you tonight, it is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark. That number's toll free, and it's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. You can also join us on Skype. Username there to connect to is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can also join us online. We've got live streams. We've got radio stations, over 100 great stations coast to coast, as well as satellite options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air channel, available all across North America and even Central America. Go learn more about those at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're excited about bitcoins, then you should be at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. That's the Bitcoin conference going on in San Jose, May 17th through the 19th, so just one short month away. And, you know, it's not too late to go to Bitcoin2013.com, secure your ticket there. The hotel information's right there. If you need to get airfare, you can secure that on your own. But there'll be pioneers from all over the Bitcoin industries. BitInstant will be there, BitPay, ZipZap, Coinbase, NerdTribe. Facebook will have representatives there, all signaling the future for Bitcoin. I don't know if representatives is the right term. People from those places. Whether it's on education on Bitcoins or networking or just opportunities that are available. You never know. When you're around a bunch of people in an emerging market like this, you're liable to find some good things for you. If you seize the future of payments. Bitcoin2013.com. Go sign up now. It's going to be our first remote on the West Coast.
Very
Bitcoin2013.com.
All right. Forbes returns with a few more thoughts on this ridiculous policy by the FBI where they do not record interviews. And it seems absolutely outrageous just on its face that in 2013 the FBI doesn't record interviews, but the reasoning that Forbes is revealing here, when you take this factor that they don't record the interviews and that they fill out this 302 report that they hand fill out about their interview that they're conducting, that if you are accused of telling a lie to a federal agent, you can be charged with a felony. And what they're pointing out here in Forbes is that essentially what happens is if what – so these agents write whatever they want down on this piece of paper, and then if under oath you testify differently than what the agents wrote down, even if you're telling the truth, they can then accuse you of telling a lie. Because the truth to them is what their agents wrote down on the piece of paper. Is that making sense?
Yes. It's nuts, because they wrote down something, and if you have some different story than that, you're a liar.
That's what they're suggesting here. Now, when the feds suspect that a witness might tell a tale at the grand jury or at a trial that is inconsistent with the prosecution's favored factual scenario, stuff they made up, the prosecutors will usually show him or his lawyer the 302 report. It becomes clear to the witness that he either must stick to the 302 version or else risk a false statement or perjury charge when he testifies differently under oath. This little-known but ubiquitous system is one of the reasons that Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz coined his oft-quoted aphorism that federal prosecutors and FBI agents teach witnesses not only how to sing, but how to compose. We are all familiar with witnesses being offered favors, such as leniency, in exchange for prosecution-friendly testimony. But the system that relies upon the non-recording policy and the 302 reports elicits prosecution-favorable testimony, not by promised favors, but rather by very effective threats. And such government-scripted testimony extracted from a witness by this subtle device is not subject to the common attack made by lawyers against testimony given due to promises of leniency or other rewards. The pressure on the witness is subtle, and the method for extraction of the testimony almost always escapes the jury's knowledge. Thus, the 302 reports are not there just to help the FBI report on interrogations. They're key tools for later manipulating witness testimony in a courtroom.
It's evil. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is so wrong. And people that go to school, I mean, I've met a few people that have gone to school to be FBI agents. Can you believe that these fresh-faced kids that get out of college go into law enforcement and be the best and brightest among the law enforcers in the land will stand around and allow this to happen? I mean, I guess that this
if they say something, they're not going to get the job.
This is just a testimony to what what groups do to people. I can't believe anybody would put up with this.
As noted previously by Forbes, the Department of Justice already can stack the deck against a defendant. In 2008, 90% of defendants indicted in federal court were convicted, and around 96% of those convicted pleaded guilty, having never stood trial. Already armed with the financial might of the public purse and the ability to utilize pressure tactics and plea bargains to convict almost anyone, the DOJ has added to its arsenal this potent tool for manipulating what is often the most important evidence at trial, and that is witness testimony. John Gotti, who ultimately was convicted after several unsuccessful prosecutions and died in federal prison, was perhaps versed in the art, made famous in the Godfather film epic, of making witnesses offers they couldn't refuse. And those involved in today's federal criminal justice system understand some modern-day practitioners of this art wear government-issued trench coats. Excellent analysis by Forbes columnist Harvey Silvergate, criminal defense and civil liberties lawyer.
Wow.
Oh, and by the way, he is the author of, most recently, 3 Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent.
Yeah, I've got to read this book, by the way. The idea is that the average American commits 3 felonies a day. And I've got to say, I don't know how they count felonies, but I commit dozens of felonies a day. And
you're admitting that as a felon.
I am a felon, and I commit dozens of them a day. Here in New Hampshire, I just happen to know one for certain, is here in New Hampshire, it's illegal for me to hold a knife. And, okay. Yeah, you know, I cut a pork chop yesterday. Mm. Sure, I've held knives today, too.
That's very brave of you to admit that on the air, Mark, and possibly face,
brave to admit it on the air. I've gone to the Criminal Justice Committee in the Legislative Office Building of the state of New Hampshire, and I've wielded a plastic, clear picnic knife in front of the whole criminal justice committee, told them it was a Class B felony with four or five, I'm not sure how many, chiefs of police sitting beside me. I did everything but put handcuffs on myself. And no one would do anything about it because these people don't really care about these stinking laws. I mean, if these laws were about justice, they'd either write these things correctly. I mean, they should be in. If this is a nation of laws, and I laugh and scoff at anybody who believes it is, they would just have thrown me in jail immediately.
Mm.
That's what the law says, that I'm not allowed to hold a knife. It's clear. It's 100% clear. And, by the way, every one of those chiefs of police committed a crime by not arresting me because in the state of New Hampshire, it is against the law for them to not arrest somebody for a felony.
Yeah. What is that, dereliction of duty or something like that?
I don't even know what to say about this.
Good luck bringing them up on charges. Let's go to Bill listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. I just had a couple of observations about the topic at hand.
All right.
But I find it funny that that we cannot mislead or misinform any sort of officer or investigator, being FBI or local police, but there's no law on the books, and even the Supreme Court has upheld that a federal investigator can mislead you intentionally, you know, for whatever means. You know, they could say, you know, we know for a fact that you were in cahoots with somebody smuggling drugs, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a bold-faced lie, you know, they can use that.
Not just federal agents, but any cop can do that. Right. Any cop can tell you, you know, pull you over on the side of the road, split you up with your friends somewhere else, and then say, look, man, Bill, I'm sorry, but your buddy Johnny, he just rolled on you, man. Look, you better tell us where the drugs are. You better tell us whose they are. Give us the story.
This and another thing that makes that makes me giggle kind of is that the FBI is not stupid. I think there's a concerted reason why they do the paper trail thing, because they don't want in the technology age, you know, tapes, videos, I mean, sex videos, for crying out loud, get leaked out on the internet. So, you know, they're afraid that if one of their interrogation videos falls in the wrong hands, they'll get exposed.
Well, they just don't want anyone to hear. They don't want the jury to hear how they interrogate their customers. They don't want to have anybody hear it because they know they tell lies, and that will make them look bad. It would destroy their legitimacy. Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. 855-453. Enough time for your thoughts if you call now. And you can connect on Skype at username lrn.fm. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain. We'll try to get you in here if you're already on the line. If you're not there, you can try. 855-450-FREE. If you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. We do it 7 nights a week, so you can always call tomorrow because we're 7 to 10 Eastern time, all 7 nights per week. You can also, of course, join us at freetalklive.com, and there are a variety of ways that you can support the show. One of them is with your coins. Your bitcoins and your litecoins. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to bitcoin and litecoin addresses. So if you've got those things, you can send some of them to us. And you can go to, again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and that will help Free Talk Live out if you would do that. And, of course, if you do have bitcoins, there are other things you can do with them, like buying real live things, electronics.
It's a currency. I know if you read the new Forbes article that's out, it says it's anything but a currency. I'm sorry. You know, they just need to get hipped with the times here. I think it was the Forbes article. Maybe I've...
There was one like that. Yeah, there's been several articles attacking Bitcoin.
There have been several. Anyway, you can go get more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment at BitcoinStore.com. They're currently at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. You're not going to be able to find prices like this available on any other site. And the catch is, you've got to buy in Bitcoins. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world wealth. It's bitcoinstore.com. There's free shipping on orders over $100, $5 flat rate shipping on orders below, and the government government can't track what you buy from bitcoinstore.com. I don't know why they would necessarily want to, but you don't even need to give your real name or anything other than an address where you want your parts or consumer electronics shipped. It's bitcoinstore.com.
Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. Victor is on the line, listening in to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Victor.
You got me on the line. Thank you very much. First time I heard your show. I'm just flipping through my channels here. I go from the left to the right to the middle. You made the comment that there's a country of laws. I believe our problem is that we're a country of lawyers. It's from the beginning when they wrote all their documents. They've got it rigged so that you got to have a lawyer to go after somebody. You got to have a lawyer to defend yourself. You have to have a lawyer if you're a lawyer. The doctors have to have lawyers. Insurance got everything. It's all lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers become judges. On and on and on.
Yeah, I think there's something to what you're saying. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, think about it for a second. Who's writing these laws?
Lawyers.
And who's sitting? Who's presiding over the enforcement of these laws?
There's thugs lawyers. And badges, but there's also lawyers.
The judges who are just lawyers and wearing black muumuus.
Right.
I mean, the whole apparatus, the legislative, if you take a look at as a career who's in the legislative branch, it'll be like 90% lawyers.
Yep.
The executive branch, full of lawyers. The judicial branch, all lawyers.
And
they can't even be part of the judicial branch without being a lawyer.
Every new law is something that a lawyer can specialize in and then use that to make money off of.
Amen. Just like the drunk driving. The mothers against drunk driving. I'm not going to get into the whole drunk driving rant, but when lawyers weren't, it wasn't very lucrative to go into law. Let's see now. Let's bring that 0.12 to a 0.05. Hey, everybody's drunk. Got to get a lawyer. So
your lawyer, by the way, can come in on a DUI. So your lawyer can come in and consult with you and tell you, you really should take the plea deal. It'll be the best for you. And then they can just hold your hand through a plea deal and cash a check that you write them for $2,000 or whatever the going rate is for a hand-holding through a plea deal. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I share your thoughts. And, Victor, welcome to Free Talk Live. We're on every night on XM. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's continue with Christian listening in West Virginia to WPTS. Hey, Christian.
Hey, Ian. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, you guys talked earlier about, these fresh-faced kids at the top of their class, wanting to join the FBI or any other law enforcement organization, and it kind of struck a curve and hit home here with me. I really don't want to give out my county information, but had a cousin of mine attempt to join the local county police force several months ago, where, he was top of his class, idealistic, wanted to do the right thing because for the longest time, we've had a very corrupt police force around here, and he, very naively thought he could make a difference.
That corrupt police force was just waiting for him to show up and fix him, weren't they?
Again, being young, naive, very
sure.
Early 20s, wanted to do the right thing, and he's yep. not old like me and, knows how the real world works. So long
jaded,
story short,
cynical.
Exactly. I'm not trying to make fun of him. I mean, it's just amusing to see that kind of naivety. And of course, we all want the police department to see the errors of their ways. Mm-hmm. We all want that, but it just doesn't seem very likely.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah. When will naivety replace our grim, view of the world? I'm still waiting on that to come back around full circle.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're here for naivety.
Yeah. Ignorance is truly bliss, Mark. he was there less than 2 months. And without going into too many details, obviously the officer that he was partnered with knew that he wasn't going to, quote unquote, play ball, as it were. And let's just say on one night in particular, took him to a remote location and through the threat of violence, forced him to quit.
Oh, my goodness.
And
wow.
That's absolutely true. And, without going into too many details, we're talking about pulling a gun and saying, hey, boy, this is a deserted road. We can make you disappear.
Holy crap.
And absolutely. And it's, it's
Jeez.
Absolutely everything you guys say is completely true. I'm not saying there
That's
aren't good cops out there because there are. I know a few.
Apparently they get guns pulled on them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely they do. And, I just wanted to share that with you guys.
You don't cross the thin blue line.
You do not. You do not. That wall is there for a reason.
Thanks for sharing that, Christian. I appreciate the story tonight. Let's continue with Ramon in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live, Ramon.
What's going on, my Free State family? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, man, quick question for you, Ramon. What kind of phone are you connecting with us on? Is it a VoIP phone?
It's an Android. It's a Metro PCS Android. Why doesn't
okay.
that's so good?
It's always, at least recently that I can recall, it's been kind of shaky. That's all. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, I think I got one up that can, I got one that can one up the caller from West Virginia. I just was going through some articles online, and I found that a representative from Florida by the name of Alcee Hastings is trying to pass a bill that makes pedophilia, a sexual preference. It's not considered a crime under this bill.
You'll have to do is send us a link on our website. Go to freetalklive.com and submit that link as part of our show prep, and then it'll probably get voted up to the front page of the site, and we can talk further in detail about it, but we really don't have time to do a story like that justice at the moment. Ramon, thanks for the call tonight, man. Yes, excellent. That's freetalklive.com. Always a great way to get stuff in front of us here. You know what? I want to make sure that Johnny Ray, we haven't had you on for a few weeks. You had to go due to some work-related issues.
I know you had that piker Ademo Freeman on.
Yeah, and it's always great to have Ademo on.
That guy wouldn't know Liberty if it tossed his salad.
He certainly couldn't clean the studio as well as our broadcast janitor here.
No doubt. So, Johnny Ray's game of the week. Well, let's hear it. I mean, because you've been gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not particularly enjoying it. I got mixed feelings about it. The game is called Epic Astro Story.
If you have to put the word epic in your title, it's probably a bad sign.
Well, it's from a Japanese developer, Kairosoft. Okay. They started up in 96, and they made games for the mobile platform back then, which was a lot more which was very popular in Japan.
Are we talking about like Game Boy and stuff like that? Mobile platform 96? I'm not sure what we're talking about.
When I say no, I'm talking about that could be. That's a good logical assumption, but phones, I believe, is what Kairosoft was making games.
Old
for phones
games.
In 96.
So they made a lot of Tetris?
Let's
talk more about the game. We're short on time.
Snake.
So the game itself.
What's
it called again?
It's called Epic Astro Story.
Epic Astro Story. All right, go.
It's got a sci-fi theme, but it's very cute, real pixelated.
It's like a JRPG.
Kind of, but different.
Okay.
It's almost like an economics simulator. You build sort of little cities and little facilities, and you build fields and factories and stuff, and you try and build money, while at the same time there's another exploration mechanic where you're going sort of more adventuring. You're equipping your settlers with weapons, you're researching technology, you're exploring other planets. But it's strange. It's got this Japanese feel to it. You're in a sci-fi setting, but you're researching how to make beef stroganoff for your alien tourists.
Okay.
It's sort of like a SimCity or Roller Coaster Tycoon sort of thing that's just got this sci-fi varnish on it.
And it's available for Android.
It's available for Android, $4.99, I believe. They made a big splash with a game called Game Dev Story, and that apparently was a really cool game. I haven't played it.
How long have you been playing this one, this Epic Story?
2 days.
Epic, what's it called? I keep reading the name.
Epic Astro Story.
Astro Story.
So do you say save the $5 or not? $5 is a lot of money spent for...
I'd say save the $5.
That's the game of the week already.
Yeah, right? The game Johnny Ray tried this week.
That's right.
We're coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.